The views and opinions expressed by guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the host or producers. Any products and services discussed or statements and claims made by the guests remain the responsibility of the guests. Content is shared for informational and educational purposes only. The host and producers are not liable for the accuracy, legality, or sensitivity of any statements made or information shared by the guests. Listener and viewer discretion is advised.
AJ?
I'm very excited about this podcast. So from the get-go, I'm just going to say welcome. Thanks for coming through to Pretoria today to do this episode with me. I think what Powerful Less is doing and the product that we're going to discuss today is something very, very exciting. So welcome and thank you for coming through.
Thank you very much for having me here, Willem. It's long overdue. We've discussed and planned this a while and I'm glad that I'm here so we can share some of this information with our clients.
Yeah, it's good to know that you're busy. I mean, yesterday when we spoke telephonically, you said to me, you're running around like a headless chicken.
Yeah.
And it's good. It's good to know because busy means that things are moving forward, things are making progress, and here we are.
No, it's truth be told, we have interest in the product coming from countries in Africa, countries in Europe. We have people coming out to see us for the product, to understand if it works in other environments.
Ooh, lekker.
And what everybody wants to see is how, or what they want to know is, how do you get a water heater, a device that heats water, to get an energy efficiency rating, European Union certified, to be an A+. Mm. That's the big question, because that's the value and the benefit behind this product.
Not easy to get there, hey? A+. But listen now, so the fact is, the reason we're having this discussion is that there's every country, you said now, European countries, even from all around the world, South Africa specifically, every country faces challenges. One of our challenges in South Africa, obviously, is, you know, load shedding and power consumption and energy supply in South Africa, power supply in South Africa. And every now and again, you know, various people, various role players and stakeholders, private entities, government, they're all trying to figure out how we're going to resolve this, how we're going to face and resolve this challenge, what solutions can be produced and put into effect and be implemented to reduce load shedding, to reduce the load on the power grid, et cetera. But every now and again, there's an innovative product that comes along that changes everything. And that's where we're going today with this conversation. So before we get to the product itself, just for our viewers and our listeners who are not familiar with Powerful Less, a quick introduction. Who is Powerful Less? What are they doing? Where do they come from? What is their footprint?
Okay. In very simple terms, Powerful Less is a company that was started in partnership with 15 of the largest, most recognized international equipment, original equipment manufacturers. So many people would know who Jinko is from a solar panel perspective. Mm-hmm. Many people would know, more so on the utility scale side, Ryzen, because they make your utility scale inverters, Megarevo that makes your industrial type inverter systems. People would know, in 2023, let's go back to 2023, there was a huge uproar in the media between our company, Powerful Less, and the company that everybody knows in the world called Tesla.
Yeah.
Because we launched a first fully integrated inverter and battery system in South Africa, and Macro, Massmart, made an announcement in the media that they will be stocking the Powerwall inverter battery system in the Macro stores. That created enormous uproar because Tesla said, but we own the Powerwall. We had to clarify very clearly. We had to rebrand and change the name of the product from Powerwall, even though we have a trademark registered in South Africa, to prevent unnecessary litigation. We changed the name to Omnivolt.
Omnivolt, okay.
Yes. A product, a power system, Omni, meaning it can be installed anywhere and function everywhere. Mm. So Powerfulness is a alternative renewable energies company that is able to deliver power solutions and products that reduce energy consumption just in its construction. It brings the load factor to as close to one as possible. Mm. And maybe in another conversation one day we'll have the understanding of explaining what a power factor really is and how it impacts us. But Powerfulness has developed energy solutions and rolled out energy solutions from residential sector to complexes, to industrial users, to commercial power users. And we've just recently developed a product stroke solution partnership with Nedbank and a wholly owned subsidiary of Nedbank called Equestra, where we're now able to give power solutions to customers without them having to lay out any capital whatsoever.
Sure.
And it all came about through the work we've done on the IHP geyser, which we will talk to shortly. But the bottom line is, give the ethos and the principle of the company is give people power as a service, the way they are accustomed to using power, without them having to invest capital to acquire a product that is supposed to be delivering what they pay a service for to our utility provider like Eskom and like the local municipalities. Mm. So the whole ethos behind the company is give value to your customer, and from that value, improve the environment, improve the economy, but enable the customer to utilize his savings to pay for what he benefits, as opposed to having to take out capital from his bank account or increase his monthly expenses for his service.
So that, so that he can have it.
Yeah.
All right. So that being said of Powerfulness as a company, and then now in that introduction, you mentioned again the product that we're going to talk about today, this innovative thing that we're going to talk about today. That's the IHP geyser, right?
That's correct.
And that stands for Integrated Heat Pump Geyser. Yeah.
But IHP has got many. The reason why we trademarked the name, everybody calls IHP an integrated heat pump, but it's innovative, it's hot, and it's powerful. Mm. All three of the things that you want your geyser to be in your home.
There's many words that you can play contribute with, or many attributes that you can be associated with a product.
Yeah.
And that can fill in on that acronym.
Yeah. That's correct.
But why this invention? Why this type of product? Why an integrated heat pump? I mean we're so used to, when we speak of heat pumps, we're usually speaking of a massively expensive incurrence by the consumer. That's number one. And number two is, you know, it's usually a split wall device. Why something, and I mean, I can see the picture behind you, it looks like one thing. It's not something on this side and something on that side of the wall. Why this type of thing? Why this invention in the first place?
Okay. We live in a country that's plagued with a power crisis. Right? We live in a country where we have power stations that prior to 1994 serviced 1.8 million power users. The power stations that operated in South Africa prior to 1994 served a total number of users in excess of 1.8 million. By 2000, we had 40 million power users on the same power grid. What did we think was going to happen to the power grid? It's easy when you have one. Here's a very simple example I always say. You go to a restaurant, you order a bottle of water on the table. There are four people sitting there. You pour out a glass. Everybody gets a glass. The bottle's finished. Mm. Now, at that one table, you have four people. 2 hours later, that same bottle of water must feed 4,000 people. Mm. It ain't going to work.
Yeah.
That's the challenge that we face. We have a rule in our business that when you speak, you have got to be, inverted commas, the dumbest guy in the room. Always surround yourself with people that are smarter than you so that you can learn and improve. Mm. And very clever people in our office constantly said, what is the biggest announcement Eskom makes when there's load shedding? Switch your geyser off.
Mm.
When you install a solar system.
That's exactly what shows on the television. So correct. When you're sitting there and you're watching, then they've got a little, that little rev counter there that shows you whether you're in the green, the orange, or the red.
Yeah.
And then they say to you, all right, listen, power reduction. And they have these bullet points of what you can possibly do to reduce power usage from yourself or power consumption. And one of them, the biggest thing usually there is geyser. Switch your geyser off. Correct. You're not using it now.
Right. Because what people don't understand is a geyser, by design, is either a 150-liter, a 200-liter, or a 300-liter device. It has an electric element inside.
Mm.
So think about your kettle, which is 1.5 liters or 1 liter, standing on your counter, and you boil water in that kettle in between 90 seconds and 120 to 180 seconds. Mm. 1.5 to 3 minutes. When you switch on that kettle, the power draw that that kettle uses is 1.5 kilowatts of power.
Yes, Mike.
Right. When you switch on your geyser and you decide to take a shower, generally you switch it on 90 minutes to two hours before you take a shower so that it can heat up 150 liters of water. The element, the electrical element inside that geyser, 3 kilowatts or 4 kilowatts in power.
Yeah.
Running for 2 to 3 hours at a time.
Yeah.
So for a consumer, that is 3 kilowatts.
Mm.
2 hours, that's 6 kilowatt hours that is being utilized. Mm. And if you work out, just round it off, on average, you're spending 4 and a kilowatt per hour for power.
Mm.
So 6 kilowatts times 4 rand, that's 24 rand to take a shower.
Yeah.
So if you really want to work this out.
And that's for one person.
Yeah. That's if you really want to work this out in reality, in real world, every time you take a shower and you're going to be in that shower for 5 to 7 minutes, take 24 rand, put it down on the counter.
Mm. And that's just for the electricity.
That's just the electricity, apart from the water costs. If you use that shower in the morning and you use that shower at night, take out 48 rand every day in the morning, put it down, and know that you've paid for your shower in the morning and night.
Yeah.
Right. That's what we've realized. You install a solar system in your home. The one thing they say to you is your battery and your inverter is not big enough and not powerful enough to run a geyser and a stove on there. Please take your geyser. We'll connect everything and we will remove your geyser and your stove because it's a non-essential load.
Mm.
When you utilize these items, understand you are going to pay for electricity consumption.
Mm.
Why the IHP geyser? We've tried to find a product that will address that problem for every customer. And why? Because in South Africa, there are more than 9 million geysers installed in the country, operating every day.
Mm.
And every 12 months, there's a sale of up to 950,000 new geysers being added onto the power grid in our country. Not to taking into account that our grid is already constrained. Right. So the invention came about because we look for a way to solve that as a fundamental problem that everybody experiences.
Mm.
Right. How did it come into existence? With lots of hard work. Firstly, many clever people sitting around the table trying to understand how can we do this and looking at all the different options that already exist. For example, you have a solar water heater. But a solar water heater heats water during the day when there's sun and the water's hot.
Mm.
But when you get into the shower at 8 o'clock at night, that water temperature is not what it was because its heat losses are very high.
Mm.
So there is an element inside that geyser that will then switch on, which is not 3 kilowatts, it's 2 kilowatts.
Mm.
So you ran the whole day with your solar water. Now the water at night is warm. It's not cold, it's warm. So you use less power because you use the 2 kilowatt element to boost it to heat the water when you shower. That's one. The other alternative is a gas heater.
Mm.
So you go and install a gas water heater. You have to put a full gas installation. You have to buy gas every month, or you connect to the municipal gas. But there's a requirement. You have to certify, evaluate and certify that gas installation every year. And people are not aware of this. So they neglect to do that. They got it and it works. They pay for gas. So you have a water heater in your home. You pay an electricity bill. You buy a solar water heater. You connect that. You pay for that.
But isn't it that solar is also now going to become a requirement to be certified and registered and those kind of things?
It is already a regulation. Yeah. It's already a requirement. But take into account, I'm just looking at water heating. So you have an electric geyser. You remove the electric geyser. You install a solar geyser. You spend between 25 and 30,000 rand to install a solar geyser. But you're going to go back to the electricity grid every night when you use the shower, or at 5 o'clock in the morning when you take a shower, at 6 o'clock before you get to work, leave to go to work. There's no sunlight. The water is cold. You need the electric element to heat the water. So you haven't really solved the problem. You've just shifted the problem. You've lessened the blow.
Yes.
Right. When you go with a gas heater, you've just made it possible for you to have a shower when there's load shedding, because gas allows you to heat water without the need for power. That's what a gas geyser is. But you're spending money on a gas installation, you're spending money for the gas, and you have to have it certified every year.
Yeah.
You haven't really addressed the problem. IHP geyser, why and how did it come about? We spent 19 months between Japan, Taiwan, China, sourcing, engaging with the biggest technology manufacturers for specific products in the world. Mitsubishi, that makes the best heat the best compressors and pumps in the world. We had to get them to make a rotary compressor for the IHP geyser and make it small, because we were looking for something that could fit in the concept of an electric geyser.
Yes.
Without having multitude of items that you have to buy.
Yeah.
That was step one. So Mitsubishi, after lots of negotiation, consented to work with Toshiba GMCC to make the heat pump and the compressor in a micro stroke nanotechnology.
That's interesting.
And then we went to Panasonic to say, we need something to control this, because we wanted to have a level of intelligence that the consumer, the user, can control it from a device that's not necessarily the geyser. He must be able to function and use this device and control his geyser irrespective of where he is. And with the help of Panasonic, we were able to get the motherboard and the technology and the intelligence built into it. So that's how we got, we call it the brain, and deliberately, for all intents and purposes, it sits at the top of the unit. So you can see there's a lot of human intervention in the creation of the IHP geyser. We try to create it like a human being, with its brain and everything else on the top, and the body and all its functionality in the bottom. And that's how we got to, that's how this product came about. But believe me, the certification process and the compliance process and being blocked by people that and organizations that control the industry, so to speak, because let's be clear, it's 65 years. We are still heating water with an electric element in our country. We have a crisis. We have a problem. In 1990, there's no power problem. You switch on your geyser, everything works. You switch on the light, it comes on. You didn't understand the concept of when you press the button, there was no power. We now have 60 million users on the power grid. If we don't adopt a smarter thinking and a clever way of doing it, we are going to go deeper and deeper into a black hole. Changing the way you heat water will put back onto the South African national power grid the equivalent of a full power station.
Yeah.
By just changing, not 9 million geysers, not 1 million geysers, by changing 150,000 geysers in South Africa with an IHP geyser, we put back onto the national power grid 500 megawatts. yep. of power.
That's a full power station.
That is. It's yeah. bigger than some of our power stations.
Yeah, I was about to ask you, how do you think that this will benefit the consumer, how this will benefit our economy?
Okay.
And we're already heading in that direction through your answer that you were giving me.
Okay. So how does this impact the consumer? How does this impact the economy? Simple rands and cents. To a consumer, it's about money in my wallet. Hmm. You want to be able to stand in a retail store in a queue when you get to the till point, open your wallet and know you have enough cash in your wallet, or tap your card knowing you have enough money to pay for the item that you want. Yes? Mm. It's all about how much money do I have available.
100%. Right.
But what do you do to the economy if everybody has that surplus money available?
Mm-hmm.
So the IHP geyser costs you 7 rand a day to operate. On the low scale, current geyser will cost an individual 60 rand a day. IHP costs you 7 rand a day.
Yeah. I mean, we were talking about 28 rand for one shower. Yeah.
So now you don't switch off your geyser. Mm. Now you leave your geyser on.
With the IHP geyser.
Eskom can never ask you to switch off your geyser because your power consumption on the IHP geyser is 0.5 kilowatts of power.
Oh.
That's 500 watts. So to give you an idea, it's a third of the power that you use in an electric kettle to boil 1 liter of water you use in your home 24 hours a day to heat 200 liters of water or 300 liters of water with the same power input. If you went to a 100 liter geyser of the IHP, you'd only use 300 watts of power, 0.3 kilowatts. We don't get to a kilowatt.
Mm.
Yeah.
Instead of
three per hour or four per hour.
Yeah. Okay. Right. Now we're talking.
So you have how does it impact the economy? How does it impact the consumer? Anything between 1,600 and 2,500 rand saving on one geyser depends on how many people use it and how many people in a household. What does it do to the economy? If you put 2,500, let's say you took 2,000 rand a month into every single home as a surplus in their bank account, and you did that to 100 people, that will be 200,000 rand. You did that to 1,000 people, that will be 2 million. You did that to 10,000 people, that is 20 million.
Yeah.
I lie. That's 200 million that you put back into the economy, free cash every month. Mm. What does that do to consumer spending? What does that do to the economic climate of our country?
Job creation. I mean, if there's more to spend,
there's more jobs.
There's a greater demand for services and products. So that's
100%.
Somebody needs to sell that. Somebody needs to produce it. So it's job creation. Yeah.
You understand it very well. So that's the impact.
All right, but now, with that being said, so you're mentioning these numbers, you're mentioning these figures and these percentages, but is there any evidence of the performance? I mean, let's get to consumers. Okay. What do consumers say? What do you have as evidence?
Okay, so every person that has got an IHP geyser installed, it's incredible. So just before we had the official launch in South Africa, with the consent and the partnership with Nedbank, Avil, we engaged and we interviewed every customer that volunteered or that was happy to give feedback on their experience since they've installed the IHP geyser. So give us feedback on your experience, how were you treated when you bought the product. Tell us, what do you feel about the product and what did the product do for you, or what does the product do for you? If you look at the consumer videos, you will see there is incredible response and feedback.
All right, let's get this playing. I know we've got a video here. So we're going to also put that up to our listeners and our viewers. And they can also have a look.
My My name is Susan Morton.
Hi, my name is Barrington Damon.
Good afternoon, my name is Chris Erasmus.
My name is Krishni Pillai.
My name is Edith Voucher.
Hi, I'm Lawrence.
My name is Jean Haj.
My name is Brian, I'm from Sunning Hill.
We're searching online for something to save, obviously, some money. On
the whole
idea.
Initially, I was a bit hesitant. This sounds too good to be true, but I was proven completely wrong.
I looked at the spec and I liked it and I took my chance.
Yeah, the aftercare that they would provide. And that's why I went to the option.
I've installed three of these geysers.
I've got 10 of them.
We used to have two large geysers in the house that we used to use. No longer necessity.
We're not going to have a situation where if a geyser bursts, you have all the water in your house.
We could even set the temperatures. By the
you don't have to worry about switching off and on the geysers. It's automatically linked to my app. And
only show up about 600 watts each when they are operational.
Because the comparison of 600 watts versus 3 kilowatts on a normal geyser is it's quite a big difference.
I've said this before, it's a numbers game.
It's a massive saving. It's about 60 to 70% off. Just on the geyser.
My worries now in electricity is my geyser, because it was one of my highest, problems.
Happy about the geyser. It saves me a lot of money. It's cost effective.
You know, the month you're saving thousands.
Outlay of the money is worth every cent of it.
The system works perfectly. It saves us on electricity.
These boys hold the water, keeps it warm, and I've saved a lot on electricity.
We are most definitely saving electricity and a lot.
About 3,000 rands every month, which is a lot of money.
Well done, Powerful Less. I will certainly be buying many, many more of these products.
Go for these geysers.
Great product.
HP Geyser is one of the best from Powerful Less.
I can recommend for anybody who would ever like to get this geyser installed.
If you compare this with a motor vehicle, this is my Mercedes Benz.
And that's just randomly selected customers. You see that they love it. They experience it. I have a WhatsApp conversation that I'm having with, and I've been having with a few clients, but more specifically an individual, due to the Popular Act, I'm not going to mention his name, but he's an employee of our power utility. And he insists that this product was not going to do what we claim it was going to do. But when he heard it on radio with Wendy Nola and it was in 702 and Experience, he decided he's going to buy the product. Mm. But he was very clear in terms of his conditions for acquiring the product. If he did not deliver what he's supposed to deliver within the first week of him purchasing the product, he's right as a consumer. He's take my product back and refund my money. We said, you are a consumer. You are correct. We did that for him. He's been in communication with me for just over a month. And his biggest excitement, he says, I go to bed at night. I have 65% battery on my solar system. I wake up in the morning. I have 50% battery on my solar system. I leave, I go to work. There's still battery in my solar system. I come home at night. I have 65 degrees of hot water in my geyser and my battery is fully charged. I have yet, since I've installed your product, I've yet to pay Eskom for power thanks to the ISP geyser. And then he's telling me about this other system that he had. I'm not going to badmouth anybody else's product, but he mentioned the name of who he paid and what he paid for it. And I said to him, how do you feel that you put your investment? He says, the IHP is not an investment. It's a game changer to me. And I always chirp him and I say to him, why didn't you put that in writing and send it to me?
Why didn't you go on radio and say it?
Yeah, and he loves the product because somebody who's got a solar system and he's paying for power, when you install an IHP geyser,
and it drastically reduces that to basically zero.
You're not paying for power. And if you use it smartly, Not use it smartly, use your solar system smartly. Because the ISP geyser has got its own intelligence. It manages its power consumption. It's yet to go past a half a kilowatt.
Yeah. All right. So we've seen and heard what the customers say. We've seen the evidence of what they say. So we can, whether it's customers or whether it's installers for that matter, and you know that our listeners and viewers are installers, they're technicians, they're professional plumbers. Where can this product be found? Where is it stocked? You did mention the Massmart shops, and you did mention in the beginning of the podcast others that are inquiring about it.
So there are many resellers that want to carry the product. Primarily, the product is available immediately through a multitude of online channels, but NetBank's our partner. You can buy the product off the NetBank Avo website.
Oh, yeah.
Transact on the website. And they've gone one step further. They incentivize you with greenbacks and a discount if you're a NetBank cardholder. They give you greenbacks and they give you a discount on the product.
Right, sir.
And if you buy the product by going into a builder store, as a customer, it's in the front of the store, it's standing there, and they make the product available with a free delivery to their customer. As a plumber in the industry, there are special accounts that have been set up for an IOPSA registered plumber to go to a builder store and buy the product at an approved, call it reseller price, so that the plumber can also earn a decent margin on selling the product to the customer at the recommended retail price that builder sells it and everybody else sells it.
So in other words, without a negative impact or a negative effect on the customer when they purchase it.
So the plumber, to use an example, the plumber could go buy the product for 3,000 rand less than the customer is buying it and sell it to the customer at the same price that the customer would buy it, deliver it to the customer and give the customer that peace of mind as a value-added service. Because he's entitled as a businessman to make money. And then he agrees the installation rate with the customer. And there is, and because of the partnership with the IOPSA, there's a formal installation guide, a formal installation checklist, and the standard PIRB compliance certification documentation that must be completed and validated. And then, as we know, PIRB has got the capability and the resources where they randomly audit these installations to ensure that plumber is giving the customer the right value, but the product is installed correctly and the industry is not brought into any dispute in the process of promoting a new product.
All right. So that being said, we've already touched on what it does for the consumer, how they feel about it, the experiences they've shared with us. So obviously this thing is doing its job. It's doing what Powerful Less said it will do. We've spoken and touched on what it would do to the power grid, the national power grid. I think it was 500 megawatts. If what you said, 150,000, only 150,000. Only 150,000 of them are installed out of how many people that have geysers? 9 million?
In excess of 9 million.
In excess of 9 million. So if only 150,000 people uses this product instead of the conventional ones that we are used to, there can be a savings on the national grid of 500 megawatt. So
let me interrupt you there for one second. Let's look at it slightly differently. There are more than 1,000 plumbing companies operating in South Africa. If 500 plumbers, each installed two geysers, that's 1,000 geysers. And they do this for 150 days.
Half a year.
4 months.
Yeah.
The plumbing industry has fixed the power crisis in South Africa. Think about it.
That's a big concept.
500 plumbers, each install two geysers. Every day, that's 1,000 geysers. Yeah. If they do that for 5 days, Monday to Friday, that's 1,000, that's 5,000 geysers a week. They need to do it for 30 weeks, right? And they fix the power grid. How long did it take Eskom to build Medupi Power Station? 10 years?
Yeah.
250 billion or 230 billion.
At a cost, yeah.
So 500 plumbers, so let's say the pump yochi, 500 plumbers work for 30 weeks and they restore the power grid in South Africa forever.
It's a big statement. It's a massive statement.
But I hope that the plumbers understand what they are capable of doing and the pride that they can bring to this industry and to this country and to the market.
Yeah, I've long said it on this podcast and whenever we engage with plumbers. Plumbers are so much more than just a technician that installs geysers or replaces geysers or fix burst pipes or unblocks drains. They're solution providers. They're solutions providers.
My dad said to me when I was growing up, do you want to become a doctor or do you want to be a plumber? No jokes. So I said, he's also a doctor in one of his fields. And I said to him, but when you call a doctor out at 9 o'clock at night, he will arrive, he will give you the medication, and he will leave. And his call out charge is so much. When you call a plumber out at 9 o'clock at night and your geyser is leaking, do you realize how much money you spend with a plumber? I think I want to be a plumber. And I'm in the plumbing industry. I've developed a geyser and I work with plumbers every day. You have to appreciate the guy. Really, you have to.
Yeah. But listen, Powerful Less made the statement. They said, if the numbers correlate, if everybody works together, it can be achieved. They believe it. Tell us about this 29 megawatt movement. What is the concept? What is
actually
the idea?
My colleague, my guy I work with very closely at Nedbank, through a conversation, and when we were discussing the product, came up with the hashtag 29 megawatt movement. Install 10,000 geysers, you take 29 megawatts off the grid. When we launched the product in May, they launched the hashtag 29 megawatt movement. So go to an organization like Standard Bank that employs 22,000 people. Walmart in-store employs 16,000 people. Nedbank employs 25,000 people. Every organization just has to subsidize and support their staff to change 10,000 geysers, and every organization can own a hashtag 29 megawatt movement. Own hashtag 29 megawatts. 10 organizations do it, it's 290 megawatts.
Just
20 organizations do it, that is 580 megawatts off the grid. So why do we hold government accountable for a power problem? Why do we hold ESCOM accountable for a problem we have? When we have it in the realm and the reality of our own hands and within our own budgets and from the savings that we derive to change the economy, to change the environment, and to change the power grid of our country ourselves. And you have 1,000 plumbing companies plus minus 10,000 plumbers available on the ground through IOPSA and other institutions. What is preventing us
from achieving this?
Taking our future and our economy and our climate into our own hands. That's all.
So have you addressed this as Powerful Less approached? You mentioned government, right?
Yeah.
We all depend on government. Have you approached government? Have you approached ESCOM? Has Powerful Less chatted with ESCOM about this concept and the 29 megawatt movement?
Right. As a result of all of the actions, and we have some really clever people, like our CEO is actually very active on social media and promoting the product, and it's created a lot of awareness. We are currently in discussions, believe it or not, Nedbank, IOPSA, Powerful Less was sitting at ESCOM's table just a week ago, having a discussion of how we can work with ESCOM to restore stability to the power grid. We have a product that's proven, it's tested, the results speak for themselves. There's certifications that confirm this. Can we work with you and build, inverted commas, what we call a virtual power station? We install 150,000 geysers. You co-subsidize this program, so we make it even more affordable for customers. And what will that cost you? You build a Madupi power station, cost you 231 billion. We're saying, build a virtual power station, 500 megawatts, and we can do it for, well, it's tend to be corrected, it's less than 4 billion. So think 4 billion versus 240 billion or 230 billion. and you have the capacity, the resources, the capability, the workforce, how much of money do you put back into the economy? Mm. How many households do you improve in the plumbing industry as a result? How many electricians benefit? Because keep in mind, when you go in to install an IHP geyser, you no longer require the 32M isolator for the existing geyser that's in the ceiling. You no longer require the 32M breaker that's on the DB board. You no longer require the drip tray and the big block of steel that's in your roof. All of that is gone, and you have a simple 5M power plug that runs the geyser. Mm. How do you change the environment? How do you change the economy?
I was about to ask, specifically the environment. I mean, so it's a massive saving, right, on electricity consumption, power usage, saving, reduction on power usage. How does this impact the environment? Let's talk specifically the environment.
Okay, let's go one geyser, right? Because the numbers are mind-boggling when you look at big numbers. But one IHP geyser removes from the power grid or from the environment the need for 4 tons of coal a year. So if you think about coal that we burn, every geyser installed reduces the usage of coal by 4 tons per annum.
Yes.
It reduces water usage in power plants by 10,000 liters per year on one geyser. But here's the best part. 8 tons of carbon emission out of the environment.
Mm.
If you realize, we went from winter, we sit in summer. Somewhere along the line, spring went on holiday, or spring is gone.
Mm.
That's due to global warming, a result of carbon emission. Fossil fuel burning, carbon emission. Mm. That's what causes the problem. That's the reason why spring is on holiday.
Mm.
Summer's come along. We've not experienced spring.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're in the middle of summer already. And it's, what, the 3rd of April, 3rd of September?
Yeah, yeah. It's supposed to still be spring.
Correct.
And spring day was on the 1st.
It was 2 days ago. Right. But we're in summer.
Yeah.
Right. So the reality is, change an ISP geyser, you leave a planet for your children's children.
Mm.
Change to the ISP geyser, it's just in our country, we will transform the environment.
Yeah. So that being said of the environment, you mentioned something about the breaker that's not necessary and those kind of things. But how do you see, how will the IHP geyser impact the electrical center?
Okay. So I give you a bit of background. Our organization, or rather let's call it our executives, they're strict in terms of governance, compliance. And a very important element to the core of the business is a customer experience that is non-compromised in terms of quality.
Mm.
So right from the onset in the energy sector, we partner with regulatory bodies. So our organization partnered with the Electrical Contractors Association of South Africa to have access to 2,800 electrical contractors.
Okay.
That are able to issue a electrical compliance certificate when they do the work, and it's governed and protected by the regulations of that industry.
Nice.
When we work in the plumbing sector, we partnered with IOPSA, the plumbing organization, association, that has got a strict code of conduct and a quality control process.
Mm-hmm.
When they complete the job of work, they issue a compliance certificate.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens? ECA has contractors that go and audit the work, the Electrical Contractors Board, and PIRB has got specialists that go and audit and verify as a protection for the customer. It may not be all of them, it's random, but we have the comfort that it's being done.
Exactly, yes.
So how does this impact? We partner a plumber with an electrician.
Mm.
Because when you arrive at a home, the IHP geyser has got a 3-point plug. It needs a plug point. So what do? Pair an electrician with a plumber, arrive at the customer's premises, agree with the customer where you're going to install the product. Plumber says, agrees with the customer, it's here. Electrician says, you need a plug point. No need. We can pull the power supply from the existing plug in the ceiling. We terminate the isolator. We seal it off correctly. We'll give you a certificate of compliance for this. We'll put the plug point here. It's an IP68 plug point, so the plug plugs in and it's waterproof. And off you go. So you create a synergy with the electrical contractors and the plumbers. You create a quality, comfortable, one-stop experience for the customer. But the two industries grow in terms of the scope of work.
100%.
In terms of a brand, a presence, an association, and an income that is sustainable.
Mm.
That's it.
Yeah, because both of these, obviously, like you said, the electricians, they work according to standards and regulations, as well as the registered plumbers for that matter. We know that our registered plumbers, at least, they work according to, and it's not to say that any other plumbers don't work according to standards and regulations, but ours have that code of conduct that they agree to, policies and procedures. And they work according to standards. They work according to regulations. And then we also have the COC to certify, it's a self-certification to certify my work is compliant with the standards and the regulations. And then we also have that inspection process or the auditing process that we call where a certain percentage of installations. And that reduces the risk of non-compliance.
Correct.
Right. And it's at the end of the day, it's good to see how these two industries or sectors can complement each other and work together and increase opportunities on both sides.
You see, we also don't want like what happened to us in 2021, 2022, and 2023, where plumbers became PV installers. We don't want electricians to try and become plumbers. We want them to work together and complement each other. And this product allows that to happen.
I want us to do, you know, I know that you brought one of the actual products with, and I want us to actually do a quick chat about it while we're standing and showing the product on camera. But I've got one last question just before we break and go to the actual demonstration of the product. Why would a plumber even recommend this to a customer? I mean, I said to you that plumbers are more than just somebody who repairs and fixes stuff.
Right.
Why would they recommend the IHP geyser to?
If you are a plumber of integrity and you're a plumber that believes, like any professional, when you, let me put it to you this way. If you had a heart problem, you'd want the best possible heart surgeon to fix it so you never come back with the problem again. Right? That's what happens.
For sure.
Right. I go back to that analogy of a doctor, like I said to you when I was growing up. So when you go to a plumber, your geyser's burst. Do you want the plumber to give you a product that he's going to tell you, I'm going to install the product, but I'm going to be back in 3 years to do it again? No. You want the plumber to give you a product that says, I'm putting this in now. If anything happens to this product in the next 10 years, here's the contact number, here's the support center. They will come in and replace and repair at no charge to you because it's a quality product and I've done a quality installation. So one, why would a plumber do it? Because it is professional duty to give a customer a solution. One, that is solving his problem. Two, is sustainable. And three, he's not going to incur unnecessary costs going forward. And four, it's not going to happen again. But five, we've developed a model to reciprocate the plumber to make a living and increase his margin by being able to offer this product to a customer. So we have a preferential pricing scheme established so that the plumber can make a profit on supplying or on selling this product to a customer. But the number six, which we've never spoken about, is you take away the pain and the headache of a customer, one, calling an insurance company, two, having to sort out the burst geyser at 6 o'clock in the morning when they're going to work, or 9 o'clock at night, or in the middle of the day when they're all at work. And three, a reduction, which is we haven't even spoken about, in his insurance premium. By changing from a conventional electric geyser installed in your roof to installing an IHP geyser that can stand upright and be installed anywhere, your insurance company should compensate you for a reduction because you've taken away the risk of geyser damage and a burst geyser ever occurring. It's no longer. There's no longer elements to replace. There's no longer thermostats that are blown. There's no longer drip trays that are broken, because the product can stand absolutely anywhere.
Nice.
So that's why a plumber should offer this product to his customer.
Lekker. AJ, let's go set up and let you can show me the product, and let's show it to our viewers out there.
100%. Thank you very much.
And then we'll come back and we'll close off this episode. As all good things, all good things run out of time. Yeah.
100%.
Let's go set up quickly.
Okay. Thank you.
So AJ, not much bigger in physical size than our conventional geysers. Slightly wider, slightly higher, but again, it stands upright.
Yeah.
It's not something that lies. You don't have to find space for this in your roof cavity or hang it on a wall.
Because of the functionality of the system, it cannot go in a roof, because a roof is a closed space.
Mm-hmm.
Heat pump technology, very much like an air conditioner, very much like your fridge, has got a compressor.
Mm.
It needs free airflow. That's why they say never push the fridge against the wall.
Yes.
Because it needs air to ventilate. Air conditioners, you have the split unit outside and you have the cooling unit on the inside. Mm. Same principle. It needs fresh air.
Mm.
What we did was made it micro in nano in size,
mm-hmm.
so that we could house it inside the unit.
Mm.
So 200 liter tank, genuinely 207 liters, top to bottom.
Sure.
And all the black, like us, our body houses everything.
Mm.
The brain sits at the top.
That's your compressor, and that's your motherboard that you were speaking of?
Yeah.
I think you said it's Panasonic
does the motherboard. Toshiba GMCC, the pump, and the compressor is made by Mitsubishi.
Mm. Mm. But listen, speaking of air conditioner, fridging with a compressor and those kind of things, there might be some of our listeners and our viewers, especially if they're consumers, that might not understand quite how a heat pump works.
Okay.
Just a very, very quick and a very brief explanation of the working of a heat pump.
Okay. In very simple terms, a heat pump does not generate heat. It does not use energy. Right. So what it does is, when you put an element into a geyser that everybody knows, it has to generate. It basically pulls power from the grid, heats up 3 kilowatts. So it's got a heating capacity of 3 kilowatts to heat the water inside a geyser. Heat pump takes air from outside, runs the air. So it's got a fan that sucks the air in. On that side of the product, you see the circle?
Mm-hmm.
It's got a fan that sucks the air in. That air goes over a radiator fan. Inside the compressor is a gas. That gas converts to a liquid as soon as the air comes in. That liquid heats up extremely quickly. Remember, there's no element. It's a liquid that's heating. But that liquid is pumped through the entire diameter of the tank, all the way around the tank. The inner tank is wrapped with a copper coil.
Mm.
That coil, that liquid is running through that coil. So what happens? If you turn the geyser for me, the hot water enters at the bottom of the tank.
Mm-hmm.
That coil is wrapped around the cylinder on the inside, which is steel.
Mm.
It heats that cylinder up to 65 degrees. So the cold water comes in. It's not been heated by an element in one spot. The entire capsule, which is the tank, one solid piece of steel, molded steel, is heated to 65 degrees. So the cold water comes in. And by the time the water comes out, which is your outlet, your hot water, by the time the water comes out, that gas that turned into a liquid running through a minuscule tube made out of copper heats up the tank. The water is heated and comes out from the top at 65 degrees, 60 to 65 degrees. We can heat the water up to 75 degrees.
Mm. But obviously regulations
does not allow that, so we have it set.
Yes. Yeah. Awesome.
And then in the event, for whatever reason, not to impact the customer experience, something went wrong with the compressor unit. It's a piece of machinery.
Yeah.
It's got a warranty. It's protected. But something can go wrong.
Yes.
There's a backup. So like I said to you, there's intelligence built into this unit. It picks up the water's not reaching its temperature. It has, inside here, a backup electric element of 2 kilowatts.
All right.
That will switch on to heat the water, but it will set off an alarm and a warning on the app, on the customer's phone, to notify him there's a problem. He can lock the call with the call center. Not to inconvenience the customer, it's working, but remember, we don't want him to spend money heating
water. Yes.
So we get somebody out as quickly as possible, take out the piece that's wrong, put the new one in, and off you go.
But that's the nice thing about it. Now you've got an app on your phone that monitors this device for you. It monitors the functionality of it. It monitors the heat of it.
Yeah.
The fact is, if something does go wrong, yes, it does have the warranty.
Correct.
But if something does go wrong with it, then you can get a notification of it.
Yeah.
And you're in a position.
Aware of it at the point in time it happens.
Exactly.
And we have got support centers. That's why we communicate all those numbers. Available with technicians to respond and assist you.
Exactly. And you can respond timeously. You've got the opportunity at least.
To address it.
To respond timeously.
And the one thing you never have to worry about.
Yeah.
Because of multi-layers and sealless solid tank, water's going nowhere.
Okay.
It cannot leak, it cannot burst.
Is that something that the insurers should hear about?
Yeah, no. You need to understand the value because they'll replace a geyser in a customer's home. But generally, I realize this. People don't stay with insurers for longer than 5 years. Average life for change with the insurer is 5 years because they're so comparative in nature.
Mm.
So insurers will replace your geyser for you at least once in your lifetime with them.
Mm.
But if you stay with an insurer in a lifetime of 20 years, you change the geyser 3 to 4 times.
Just like.
Yeah. If you run this correctly, remember its designed life is 15 years.
Okay.
Its warranty is 10.
10, yeah.
But its designed life for operation is 15 years.
Mm.
Must keep that in mind. Second part is, it's made from pure stainless steel.
Mm.
So I always have this, my dad used to always say this to me. He says, you want to know what's a good quality product? He says, it's a teaspoon that you use every day. So I said to him, I don't get it. He says, break that teaspoon.
Yeah.
He says, you can't. Drop it, it doesn't break.
Mm.
You forgot, you left it in the sink overnight. The next day you come, it's still the teaspoon. It's stainless steel.
Mm.
He says, this is made from the same.
Because the fact is, this has to stand outside. It can be inside.
No, it can be anywhere. Put it inside. So you can install this. It can stand in your bathroom.
Mm.
It can stand in your pantry. It can stand in your garage. As long as it stands in a space where air can circulate.
Yeah.
No problem. Stand outside on your patio, stand on the garden. We have clients, and one of them was actually on the news. One of their homes was displayed on the news. We have a geyser standing 19 meters off the ground on the apex of a roof of a property because that's the place the client wanted to install the product.
Okay. So I don't even know how to respond to that.
But you can. Remember, we don't restrict you. We make it convenient and easy for you.
But yeah, I just wanted to say, it goes to show where this can be put up and how conveniently it can. Yeah.
It's an incredible product, if we say so ourselves. We love it. Everything is built and the product arrives at your home. Like you and I just did right now, we have a handle. We pick it up and we pack it down where we need to do it. Once it's filled with water, that's 200 kilograms you've added to this. Every liter of water is a kilogram. 200 liters of water into the product, plus the product weighing 85 kilograms. It's a 285 kilogram weight product, but it's a quality product.
Mm.
And unlike any other geyser, let me show you.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a cover that protects the screen, right? But there's your entire control panel.
Oh, nice.
So you can program, you can sit. You don't have a smartphone because there are people that don't have smartphones.
Okay.
As much as they may only be 1% of it. But we have customers that you can go to the touchscreen, you can control, set up the entire unit on the touchscreen.
Mm.
And when you're done, you close it and you forget about it.
Mm. I see it's got rubber as well. Obviously, if it stands outside and it gets wet sealed, and it rains.
Properly sealed, yeah. All of that. But like I said to you, The one thing our South African people know very well, there's a high level of intelligence and skill.
Mm.
And it was developed with the brainchild.
Yes.
Remember, it's a South African that came up with the concept. Our team of people came up with what they wanted it to look like.
Mm.
Unfortunately, we don't have the technology available in our country to build it because we import those products.
Mm.
So we went to where the origins are of the product and have had worked together with our people to create the product.
You know, you're saying you want the people thought of how they want it to look like, and it's visually appeasing. You know, it's something that you wouldn't cringe when you walk past it and say, what is this contraption doing outside your house?
Exactly.
So it's not going to visually or aesthetically have a negative impact on your premises.
And unlike every other water heating system in our country available, this is the only one in stainless steel.
AJ, I know that you've got a technical video, and I think that perhaps we should chuck that in just before you and I go and do the closing of the episode. We're going to chuck in the technical video that shows the technical workings of it so that people can have an even better...
Incredible, 100%. Because everything I've said to you comes from somewhere.
Mm.
There's a very succinct video that explains to everybody how it heats, how it functions, and what it saves.
Mm.
Very simple. Thank you very much.
AJ, I want to thank you. It's always brilliant. And we're going to do the closing now. But what I wanted to say, it's always brilliant to actually see the thing itself. You know, it's one thing to describe it to people verbally. And it's one thing for them to see pictures of it on a brochure or a flyer. But it's another thing to see it actually compared into human size.
This is the Hilux of water heating.
Mm.
It can go anywhere. It's a Hilux of Legend 55. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Thanks, AJ. Let's go close off this episode.
Thank you.
Thanks, Vinya.
If you're about to replace your electric water heater, there are many reasons to consider switching to a heat pump water heater. Heat pump water heaters use a small amount of electricity to move heat from the surrounding air into the water. As a result, they can deliver hot water up to 2.5 times more efficiently than standard electric resistance water heaters. Although actual savings will depend on your climate zone, the price of electricity, and your household's hot water usage, a family of four can save between 18,000 Rand and 22,000 Rand per year. For a family of six, annual savings can range from 22,000 Rand to 26,000 Rand. With savings like that, it's not uncommon for heat pump water heaters to pay for themselves in just 14 to 18 months. And those savings continue to add up year after year. So how do they work? Heat pump water heaters operate by moving heat, not generating it. First, a fan draws in air from the surrounding room across a set of radiator-like fins called an evaporator. The heat in the air is absorbed by a vapor refrigerant flowing through the evaporator. Next, the refrigerant is compressed, increasing its temperature and pressure. As a hot gas, it then moves through a component called the condenser, where it transfers heat into the water stored in the tank. During this process, the refrigerant changes state from gas back into a liquid and flows back to the evaporator to start the cycle over again. Meanwhile, in your building's water system, cold water enters the bottom of the tank, absorbs heat from the refrigerant, and exits near the top. Now heated and ready for use.
AJ, it was awesome to see the actual product. I mean, it's not much in physical size. It's not much bigger than the conventional geysers that we are used to. How cool is it that it can be standing upright and it can be fitted into spaces that wasn't necessarily possible before, right? It was interesting to see where everything fits and where everything goes and
like I said,
and how it works and the technical aspects of it. I mean, I always say to people, if you see something, it's one thing to hear somebody speak of it. It's another thing to see it in, you know, visually to see it.
Okay. So one thing that we did not want to do was divulge the intellectual property behind the product.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what we have done is we've created a very simple consumer-friendly education video. So remember, every form of water heating requires energy to heat water.
Mm.
Right.
Mm.
The IHP geyser does not require energy. It does not consume energy.
Mm.
It transfers energy from heat in the air through a condenser, as the video will explain to you. Please share that.
Yeah.
Right?
We'll definitely put it up on
the screen. But what it does is, that's the reason why it is so clever and intelligent in the way it heats water. Mm. But most importantly, heating it is one thing. Being able to retain that heat so you don't have to heat it again unnecessarily. Remember, if when they invented the solar geyser, it could heat the water at 4 o'clock or at 2 o'clock and keep that temperature until the next morning.
Mm.
Excellent. The only product in the market today that does that is the IHP geyser. Mm. It heats water, retains the heat for up to 48 hours if you've not used it.
Mm.
And you can get into the shower and the water temperature is the same.
Yeah.
And there's no heat loss. So one of the other things clients have said to us is, you have definitely got that heat loss thing down to a T, because my geyser temperature on the app shows me 70 degrees or 65 degrees. But I hug the tank and it's still the same temperature. So there is definitely no heat loss.
Mm.
But that's because there were five layers of the tank, as you've seen when I displayed it to you. There is an outer stainless steel tank, a inner layer of thermal insulation. Then you have the coil where the hot air flows through that wraps a tube tank. And that tank inside is lined with porcelain.
Mm.
So the water is always high quality, clean, and the temperature is retained. It's been exciting. I'm glad I got to speak to you about it. Like I said to you,
it's long overdue.
I do this almost every day. But thank you very much.
Listen, just very briefly, because we have officially run out of time for this and we've got to wrap it up like all good things do. Just one last sentence, very briefly. You touched on the 10-year warranty.
Yeah.
Just for the plumbers, that when they speak to consumers, and if there are consumers listening to this podcast and watching it for that matter, just a quick recap of that 10-year warranty or the warranty of the product.
Yeah. Okay. So when you purchase a product in the store, you just go and buy the product. Very clearly printed on the box, on the package, 5 years.
Mm.
But when you open the installation manual, you will see that it is branded and it's got a lot of reference to IOPSA. So if you appoint an IOPSA plumber to install the IHP geyser, an IOPSA registered plumber that has been trained to install the product, your warranty goes from 5 years to 10 years unconditionally.
Yeah. That's excellent. I think that's a good thing. And 10 years, that's a long period of time to have.
Buy a car and get a 10-year warranty. It's incredible.
It's a peace of mind that's hardly offered by any other product for that matter. Yeah. Listen, AJ, it's been exciting.
Thank you.
If anybody wants to, again, either installers or the consumer out there, if they want to learn more about the product or if they want to contact Powerful-Less directly, where can they get hold of Powerful-Less?
Easiest way, there are a multitude of mobile numbers that have been made available, obviously sits with support people that will assist you. I'll give you them.
We can chuck him on the screen.
Yeah.
And alternatively, an email address.
We've set up a very dedicated email address. It's called ihp@pwrforless.com. ihp@powerforless.com.
Excellent. And a website?
Website is www.pwr4less.com.
Excellent. AJ, I'm looking forward to our follow-up podcast in a couple of months to see the progress and in the project and the initiative. But thanks again for what you've shared with us today. I think this is going to be a game changer.
Thank you very much. It's only a game changer if we get it to the consumer. Yeah. People need to know about it. That's all.
Excellent.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, AJ.